Test 1. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear a radio announcement about a transport problem. What is the problem to do with? A. The railways. B. The airports. C. The roads.
Now, if you're planning on making a quick getaway this weekend, you may want to rearrange your plans. As if it wasn't difficult enough last weekend, with the train strike and the fog delaying flights midweek, there are a number of motorway repairs being carried out over the next few days which are bound to affect journey times. So, for more detailed information, phone the travel hotline on 0800. Now, if you're planning on making a quick getaway this weekend, you may want to rearrange your plans. As if it wasn't difficult enough last weekend, with the train strike and the fog delaying flights midweek, there are a number of motorway repairs being carried out over the next few days which are bound to affect journey times. So, for more detailed information, phone the travel hotline on 0800.
2. You hear a man being interviewed on the radio. What is the topic of his new book? A. Insects. B. Flowers. C. Butterflies.
It's a number of years now, Lionel, since you brought out your illustrated book on garden plants. But I know you're very busy with another project.
Yes, I am. When I was researching the book on flowers, I became quite interested in butterflies, and my publisher suggested I should make them the subject of my next book, but I wasn't that keen.
So?
Well, I think it was wandering through the woods looking for plants when I first noticed how fascinating life on the floor of the woodland is. Quite amazing, another world in fact, all kinds of tiny creatures crawling around.
It's a number of years now, Lionel, since you brought out your illustrated book on garden plants, but I know you're very busy with another project.
Yes, I am. When I was researching the book on flowers, I became quite interested in butterflies, and my publisher suggested I should make them the subject of my next book, but I wasn't that keen.
So?
Well, I think it was wandering through the woods looking for plants when I first noticed how fascinating life on the floor of the woodland is. Quite amazing, another world in fact, all kinds of tiny creatures crawling around.
3. You hear a woman talking to her friend on the phone. What has happened? A. Her meeting was cancelled. B. Her meeting was boring. C. Her meeting was difficult.
I mean, you know, I wasn't looking forward to that meeting with the boss. He goes on and never knows when to stop. He never seems to realise that people get really bored when he starts lecturing them. Added to which, of course, I was worrying over how I was going to explain that mistake I'd made. And then, would you believe it, his secretary rings to say he's been delayed and he's decided not to go ahead after all, so I can forget my appointment. I mean, you know, I wasn't looking forward to that meeting with the boss. He goes on and never knows when to stop. He never seems to realise that people get really bored when he starts lecturing them. Added to which, of course, I was worrying over how I was going to explain that mistake I'd made. And then, would you believe it, his secretary rings to say he's been delayed and he's decided not to go ahead after all, so I can forget my appointment.
4. You hear an advertisement for a concert. What is being offered? A. 2 tickets for the price of 1. B. A ticket which includes supper. C. A special ticket price for a family.
Following on from last month's successful family concert, which was a sellout, National Promotions are pleased to announce their new series of concerts beginning in the autumn with a really exciting offer. Whatever price of ticket you purchase, we will match it with a free ticket at the same price. So bring along a friend or one of the family and enjoy a concert for half the normal price. Don't forget to book early if you want to enjoy a candlelit supper before or after the concert in one of our restaurants. For further details, contact our booking office on 474... Following on from last month's successful family concert, which was a sellout, National Promotions are pleased to announce their new series of concerts beginning in the autumn with a really exciting offer. Whatever price of ticket you purchase, we will match it with a free ticket at the same price. So bring along a friend or one of the family and enjoy a concert for half the normal price. Don't forget to book early if you want to enjoy a candlelit supper before or after the concert in one of our restaurants. For further details, contact our booking office on 474...
5. You hear a man talking to a hotel manager. What is he asking for? A. A new suitcase. B. A small lock. C. A spare key.
Can I help you, sir? Would you like the porter to take your suitcase to your room?
No, thank you. I'm afraid I can't get my case unlocked. I usually carry two keys, but I can't find either at the moment, so I wonder if you have one. It's a standard lock, nothing special. I've tried to break it with my penknife without success, even though it's only small. I suppose I could just cut into the top of it, as it's fairly soft material, but then I'll have ruined it and have to buy another one.
I'll see what I can do for you, sir. I know we have some. Just wait a few minutes and I'll have a look. Can I help you, sir? Would you like the porter to take your suitcase to your room?
No, thank you. I'm afraid I can't get my case unlocked. I usually carry two keys, but I can't find either at the moment, so I wonder if you have one. It's a standard lock, nothing special. I've tried to break it with my penknife without success, even though it's only small. I suppose I could just cut into the top of it, as it's fairly soft material, but then I'll have ruined it and have to buy another one.
I'll see what I can do for you, sir. I know we have some. Just wait a few minutes and I'll have a look.
6. You hear an artist talking about a trip to an exhibition. What is she looking forward to? A. To see her work on display. B. To meet some new artists. C. To buy an oil painting.
It's always exciting when a new exhibition opens, especially one where you know some of your own work is hanging. There's also the opportunity to buy some of the work on display. I'm not so keen on meeting new people, but I do like gossiping with friends about the new artists and what they're up to. No more painting in oils for this generation. They're far more adventurous. I love looking at those huge canvases covered with sand, bits of glass and metal. Things that in my day we would have considered to be rubbish.
It's always exciting when a new exhibition opens, especially one where you know some of your own work is hanging. There's also the opportunity to buy some of the work on display. I'm not so keen on meeting new people, but I do like gossiping with friends about the new artists and what they're up to. No more painting in oils for this generation. They're far more adventurous. I love looking at those huge canvases covered with sand, bits of glass and metal. Things that in my day we would have considered to be rubbish.
7. You hear a businesswoman at an airport talking to her assistant over the phone. What is the reason for her call? A. She's left her laptop on her desk. B. She's left her diary behind. C. She's left her passport in a drawer.
Hi, Celia, it's me. Yes, I'm at the airport. No, I've got my passport, unlike last time when I forgot it. Look, I'm afraid I've left my diary. No, not the big desk one. The one I keep in my handbag. It's on top of my laptop computer. I know I was going to bring my laptop, but I just couldn't carry anything else. Well, if it's not there, it'll be in the top drawer of my desk. Yes? Brilliant. Can you get here in the next hour? I'll wait at check-in. And thank you. Hi, Celia, it's me. Yes, I'm at the airport. No, I've got my passport, unlike last time when I forgot it. Look, I'm afraid I've left my diary. No, not the big desk one, the one I keep in my handbag. It's on top of my laptop computer. I know I was going to bring my laptop, but I just couldn't carry anything else. Well, if it's not there, it'll be in the top drawer of my desk. Yes? Brilliant. Can you get here in the next hour? I'll wait at check-in. and thank you.
8. You hear a man phoning through an order for a takeaway meal. Where does he want it delivered? A. To his car. B. To his office. C. To his studio.
Hello? My name's Birch. Alan Birch, that's right. Yes, from the studio. Yes, my usual, please. No, hang on. I think I'd like a different topping. Can I have mushrooms instead of onion? I'm sorry, this is a bad line. I can hardly hear you. It's breaking up. What? I'm in my car. Yes. Stuck in a traffic jam. I'm absolutely starving. Look, can you get the boy to go round to my office, opposite the studio, and I'll pick it up from there? Sure, I'll be in my car. If he waits on the pavement outside, I'll pay him when I get there. Great. Thanks a lot. Hello? My name's Birch. Alan Birch, that's right. Yes, from the studio. Yes, my usual, please. No, hang on. I think I'd like a different topping. Can I have mushrooms instead of onion? I'm sorry, this is a bad line. I can hardly hear you. It's breaking up. What? I'm in my car. Yes. Stuck in a traffic jam. I'm absolutely starving. Look, can you get the boy to go round to my office, opposite the studio, and I'll pick it up from there? Sure, I'll be in my car. If he waits on the pavement outside, I'll pay him when I get there. Great. Thanks a lot.
That's the end of part 1.